Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that people in the world will live the life in a positive way, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. And there is a quote in Japan, maybe also in the West, I'm not sure, that once you have lived as a beggar for 3 days, you can't stop it anymore. I interpreted this beggar does not mean beggar as a profession. I mean the way of living. It's a tendency of the heart to try to take the energy or gain the energy from other people on and or the world. I'm saying this from my experience that once you have start this tendency, it's not easy to overcome. Well, once in my experience, I once had the Taoiseach's teaching tour, giving workshop for 4 cities in Oceania, and it was a small group touring with me, and one person strongly asked me, almost like begging that this person would like to accompany with us. I couldn't answer right away, hesitated, but finally she was asked so strong, so I accepted. Then a few days after going to the tour, I realized that this person is sucking energy. Because when this person is sitting me on the airplane, I felt so tired. And in the beginning, I didn't know why I started feeling so tired in this tour. And then I realized I'm sucked energy. I didn't know what to say. I could say straight away, "Are you sucking my energy? Stop it." I couldn't imagine that this person would understand. So I started to do the same. Try to suck energy from this person. And after 2-3 days after, I realized I couldn't stop it anymore. Oh my God. I was shocked that I started having this tendency and I couldn't stop. So I had to strongly overcome this karma. I even asked people, please let me buy this dinner for everybody to break down this karma of sucking energy. I didn't say anything about it, but anyway, including those, I strongly spent maybe like 2 days, and then I do get back my key energy of giving, key energy of the transparency, the energy of the great spiritual universe. Then I realized that how tough to change people change this tendency of the heart, because the karma is not belong to individual. It is appearance of the karma of the human being, all human being. It appears to the individual person. Well, it was a long time ago, this experience, but I went into, even today, I feel that I see people who have this tendency, and I see that how difficult to change this, to overcome this, unless this person really overcome the own ego, because it's appearance of the human being's karma. The cause that is so difficult to overcome, the cause is because, one is because usually people will not realize that the energy is, he or she is taking energy or trying to gain the energy from other people or the world. When they hear the Dharma talk and they realize for a few minutes and then try to change by their head, but not with the whole existence. To overcome the karma, you need the whole existence. As Jesus said, love God with whole life, whole spirit and whole existence, something like this. Or with whole heart, whole mind and whole spirit. And it's so difficult to realize because haven't experienced that, how the giving energy state is like. But we have to change. But if you determine strongly to transform this tendency of the human karma, your practice will be like the one mind chant teachings in the Pure Land Buddhism and over the teachings of the Meister Eckhart. If you overcome, you can, it means that you are trained to this state and you will be in this state, which means that every chant, each chant, it's the death of your ego and rebirth to the pure and infinite joy world. Rebirth to infinite joy world by death of the ego. And what Meister Eckhart, who is a mystic Christianity in Middle Age, he said, a moment to moment the child will be produced in heart. The child means the Jesus, which means that the death on the cross is a symbol of the death of ego, and rebirth in 3 days after means that rebirth as to infinite joy world, heaven, internal Jesus will be produced. This is what means of moment to moment the child will be produced. And the words in the Heart Sutra, Gyate Gyate, Hara Gyate, it means that rebirth to the infinite joy. By overcoming this karma of this tendency, you'll be able to gain this state of the infinite joy of the rebirth, of the infinite joy. Isn't it nice? However, you need a realization that this tendency of the heart and this tendency is the human being, karma of the human being. So that's why you need to realize this practice is to overcome human beings, and this helps all other human beings. That's why it's going to practice. Yes, the visualization of the symbol of the God or Buddha, and with the prayers of the all human being transformed to the light, overcoming karma, and repeat the chanting mantra. The death of the ego. Every moment is the death of the rebirth of the infinite joy. And live the life with the moment to moment, the happiness and joy increases. May you and people around you and all of the people will live a life with a moment to moment living increases the happiness and joy.